那我们今天就请 Taylor 弟兄带一次查经啊，我们就其他的安排都是一样啊。那 Jeter 长老今天跟我们在一起，所以应该下一周那个雪化了，Harry 长老就能够出来。Okay, maybe we have a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today.
我们在天上的父，谢谢您今天的安排。
Thank you for the Lord Jesus and His life and His death and His resurrection.
谢谢您为了耶稣基督的死埋葬和复活。
And we would like to understand and know Him better.
那我们愿意更多的相信他。
And so as we open your word this morning, we pray that you would help us to understand and know him better.
那我们今天翻开您的圣经的时候，求您带领我们更好地明白他。
For the glory of Lord Jesus, we pray, Amen.
为了我们神的主耶稣的荣耀，奉主的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
So yesterday we started to answer a question.
昨天晚上呢，我们有一个问题啊，回答到一半。
And the question was sort of like, why doesn't God stop evil?
那这样的问题呢，我们可以总结成呢这么一个简单的形式啊，就是为什么神不阻止在地上的邪恶
？For example, why did God allow Herod to kill all the little babies?In Jerusalem, when Jesus was born.
那比方说呢，为什么神许可在耶稣诞生的时候，希律王杀了伯利恒的所有两岁以内的婴孩
？And we started answering that question last night.
那我们昨天晚上我们开始做了一个回答哈，其实就是一个准备的铺垫。
And we'd like to finish answering it this morning.
那我们今天早上把这个回答答完。
Now, the question really deals with the problem of pain and suffering in our lives.
那这个问题其实是在很深的牵涉到我们在地上的苦难。
Because pain is not a religious thing, it is a real thing.
因为痛苦啊，它不是一个宗教式的事情，它就是我们真实的感受。
Suffering is not a theory, it affects all of us.
苦难也不是一个理论，它就是每天跟我们相伴的这么一个很真实的情形。
And most religions don't deal with the problem of suffering.
那绝大部分的宗教呢，其实不是太来对付或者处理这个苦难的问题。
A Muslim would say that is your destiny.
那穆斯林会说呢，这是你的终极的命运，这是宿命啊。
A Hindu would say it's your karma and you're paying for your past transgression.
那或者印度教或者佛教就说这是前世的啊，那就是轮回来的。
And it's interesting that in the very third chapter of the Bible, God starts dealing with suffering.
很有意思呢，从圣经的第三章开始呢，创世纪神就开始讲到苦难了。
In the very first book written in the Bible, the book of Job, it's in the very first chapter the problem of suffering and pain.
那第一最早的一卷书啊，圣经，那就是约伯记了。那约伯记一开始就在开始讲苦难。
And so as we look at this theme, the Bible has lots to say about this theme.
所以你会看见呢，圣经是有很多的内容和篇幅在讲苦难的事。
Yesterday we were thinking about how would we know what the difference is between good and evil.
那昨天晚上呢，我们主要在讲一个原则哈，就是我们怎么知道我们分辨对错、善恶是非的标准是对的。
What would we use as a guide?
那我们是以什么为参考依据的
？And we got to the point where we decided that the Bible was God's guide to us.
那我们得到一个结论呢，圣经就是神给我们的引导的那个基石，就是那个判断标准。
Because without a guide, everybody can do what is right in their own eyes.
因为没有一个标准呢，每个人都会做他眼里或心里认为对的事。
And what is fair to me might not be fair to Victoria.
那我认为公平对我的公平的事呢，可能对我的 Victoria 他就不是特别的公平了。
It might be different for Sharon.
也不一定对 Sharon 是公平的。
And we could all have different ideas about what is right and what is wrong.
然后呢，对同样一件事呢，我们可能每一个人的对错判断都不一样。
So we need a standard that is the standard always wherever you are.
所以我们需要一个标准啊。那这个标准呢，应该是永远都是一样的，无论你在什么时间、什么地点，对吧？
Because if you take God out, it doesn't change the fact of suffering, does it?
因为就算你把神拿走，你不要他，那一样你会面临有苦难的事。
There is still suffering.
苦难还是在那里。
There is still pain.
依然还有痛苦。
And some would say, well, if there is a God, why does He allow pain?
所以很多人就会这么来问，那为什么？如果有神，假设按你说的有神，为什么他许可这个苦难在留在呢？
But to say there is no God doesn't stop the pain, does it?
但反过来你想一想，就算你说没有神，苦难就没了吗？
Many of you grew up under an educational system that said there is no God.
比如我们在座的很多人生长的环境是从一个告诉你没有神的环境里出来的。
I grew up in Canada, and the teachers in school say there is no God.
那我比方说，我是在加拿大长大的。我读书的小的时候呢，老师也经常告诉我没有神。
But when I was growing up, I had a lot of friends who suffered pain.
但是我长大的过程中，我有很多的朋友，他们经历很多苦难。
Some physical pain.
有些是物理的。
Some emotional pain.
有些是情感上的。
I have friends who were abused by their teachers sexually.
有的是甚至遭受这个老师的这个性侵犯。
One of the teachers who molested my friends is responsible for 3 suicides.
所以这当中甚至有一个老师他为了他是有三宗的自杀哈是跟他有关系的。
And the pain and the suffering is still there.
所以痛苦和苦难是一直在那里的。
But taking God away doesn't make suffering easier.
就算你不要神，你说没有神，也不会让你觉得苦难少一些。
It would leave more questions.
它只会给你带来更多的问题。
What is the point?
那这里的点在哪呢？
Is it just that somebody can get cancer and something you can't even see wins, and there's no point to the suffering.
对 ，Can you explain the logic?
So if there is no God and something so little as a disease can cause so much suffering, what is the point?
所以就算你不认有神啊，就是一个小小的病毒就可以让你得着很大的病，比如说癌症那。那这个你认为没有神的点又意义又在哪呢？
And so we have this problem.
所以这个麻烦啊，我们是一直在的。
That if God is all powerful, if God is all knowing, if God is everywhere, and God is loving, why is there suffering?
对，所以如果神是全能、全知啊、全在。和全善全爱的啊，为什么有苦难呢？
Is that correct? Is that how normally we would think?
对，我们很自然会有这么一个思维方式。
And the question or the answer to the question lies in the fact that God is loving.
所以这个问题的点啊，是在一个事实，就是神是爱的。
Now I have.And it also assumes that suffering is bad.
然后同时呢，他还假设呢，苦难是不好的。
I have some friends who have diabetes.
那我有些朋友啊，他有糖尿病。
And they have to examine their feet every day.
那他们要每天要检查他的脚啊。
Because they cannot feel pain in their feet.
因为他们不能感觉到他脚上的痛。
And so they have to examine their feet to see if there's a little cut.
所以他们要看啊，他的脚上是不是有一些小伤口。
Because through the cut can come an infection.
因为这个小伤口如果因为没有痛呢，它就会容易感染。
And they wouldn't feel it.
因为他感染了，他也没有任何感觉。
When I was a small boy, I poured hot water on myself by accident.
我的小孩子的时候呢，我不小心把开水浇到我自己身上。
And I burned my whole front of my chest and stomach with second and third degree burns.
所以我的肚子是有二到三度烧伤的。
And I ran away like crazy, my mom and dad tell me.
我爸爸妈妈就告诉我，我跳着跑出去的，像疯了一样。
But if I didn't feel pain, I would have stayed.
那如果我没有痛觉呢？我其实会站在那不动的。
And it would have been worse.
所以那样会更糟糕。
What would happen if you touch the stove and it's hot but you don't feel pain?
假设你碰那个火炉啊，很烫，但是你没有痛觉。
And so we have this.Idea sometimes that pain is always bad.
所以我们这样的概念啊，那样的假设说，痛苦总是坏的，是有问题的。这个假设是有问题的。
But our bodies use pain to warn us.
因为至少我们的身体是用痛苦来警告我们的。
To tell us something is wrong.
来告诉我们这件事情不对。至少这个痛苦是对的。
So is it possible that God can use pain to tell you and I that something is wrong?
那有没有这可能上帝用痛苦来警告你，来告诉我们有些事情不对呢？有没有这种可能？
Not only in our bodies to not burn ourselves.
那不仅仅限于就是我们的身体说摸在火上让我不自己伤害这么简单了。
But that there is something wrong in the world in which we live.
那因为这个世界上也有很多我们所生活的世界很多不对的东西。
Is it possible that he's so great and so majestic that he can even use pain to help you and I?
是不是他有如此大的大能，也如此大的爱，他可以用苦难来帮助你我呢？有没有这可能？
Does that make sense?
这个合不合理呢？
That God is so big that He can use pain to tell you and I and warn you and I that there's something wrong.
所以神可以用苦难啊，来帮助你，也警告你啊，来告诉我们一些事情是不对的。
So yesterday on the news,
那昨天呢，在那个新闻里
，there was a very bad man,
有个很糟糕的人
，who was saying terrible things to a little boy on the bus.
他在一个公交车上呢，给对一个小男孩说了很脏的话啊，很不好的话。
And we feel very angry that a man like that is around.
我们也很生气，有这样的人在身边啊。
And it tells you and I there's something wrong.
也告诉我们呢，有一些事情是不对的。
We saw the man on the news from Toronto who killed 8 men.
那我们也从多伦多的新闻里读到，有一个人杀了8个人啊。
And he hid their body parts in gardens.
他把那个尸体啊就藏在花园公园里哈。
And it tells us that there is something wrong.
所以他告诉我们的世界是有一些不对的。
When I watched the news yesterday and they were telling what this man was saying on the bus, I thought, well, why didn't anybody stand up and grab him around the neck? And choke him.
当我读到那个新闻的时候，我说，哎，这个人跟小男孩说很不好的话的时候呢，我想，公交车上为什么没有人站起来，我的抓住他的脖子啊，让他不要说了。
Why didn't they just grab him and hold him for the police?
为什么大家不把他抓起来，抓到警察那去？
Because something is wrong.
因为这里有一些不对啊。
And something is wrong also in a society.Who would let people talk like that to other people and not to do anything about it?
甚至这个社会呢，许可这样的人在一直说着，这个社会本身也是有些问题的。
Because the pain is real.
因为这样的苦难是真实的。
And the evil is real.
这个邪恶也是真实的。
So is it possible that God uses pain and suffering to tell you and I, to warn you and I, that something is wrong in the world where we live?
是不是神有可能用这样的苦难来警告也帮助我们知道一些我们所生活的世界的一些事情。
And the problem that you and I have is the problem of sin.
你我都有一个很大的问题呢，就是这个根源就是罪了。
The violation of God's moral law.
就是破坏了，违背了神的道德律。
The greatest commandment. Someone asked Jesus, "What was the greatest commandment?"
有人问耶稣啊，什么是最大的诫命？
Do you remember that story?
你记得那个故事吗？
What is the greatest commandment?
什么是最大的诫命呢？ Love your God.
Love.Jesus would say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength.
耶稣回答说呢，就是神只有一位哈，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And here is where we're going to find the key to finding out why there is suffering in the world.
所以呢，这里呢，我们就看见有一个把钥匙啊，就是为什么地上有苦难。
Because John would tell us that God is love.
所以呢，约翰会告诉我们呢，神就是爱。
And love is the highest emotion, it's the highest intellect that you and I will ever reach.
所以呢，爱呢是那个最高的情感啊，是我们能够触碰到的最高的情感。
And love is something.That needs to be protected.
所以是爱呢，是一些需要被保护的东西。
When you love somebody, do you protect them or try to protect them?
如果你爱一个人，你是不是努力或者就是在保护他呢？
Or do you just let bad things happen?
或者你只是让坏事在他身上发生呢？
Love needs to be protected, doesn't it?
所以爱就是要保护，对不对？
Solomon would say that love is as strong as death.
所以所罗门说呢，爱的力量就像死亡一样，阴间一样坚强。
Which implies that for someone you love, you would die.
所以这里面隐含的意义就是。对于你所爱的人呢，你甚至可以愿意为他牺牲呢。
And you would do anything to protect the one you love.
你要做一切事情来保护你所爱的人。
And you would need, in order to love, you need to have the freedom to choose to love.
所以为了爱呢，你要有一个自由意志啊，选择去爱。
Because you can't have love without the freedom to choose.
然后你不能够去爱，如果你没有自由意志的话，你没有办法。就自由意志是爱的载体。
Sometimes you and I, we would like to have children who just obey. So we'd say, make their bed, and they would make their bed. We'd say, eat your vegetables, and they would eat their vegetables.We would say, do your homework, and they would do their homework. We would say, stop your telephone, and they would stop their telephone. But you and I would like something greater than just obedience, don't we? We'd like their love.
所以呢，比方说你对孩子啊，你有的时候也会碰到这样的孩子，你告诉他做什么，他就做什么。啊，你说做作业，他就做作业。你说吃掉蔬菜，他吃掉蔬菜。你说不玩手机，他就不玩手机。但是你想要有比这更多的简简单单比你比简简单单听你的话哈更多的东西。
And if you are forced to make a decision and you have no other choice.
如果你被迫做一个决定你没有其他的选择的话呢
,You can never have love.
那如果是这样的话你就不可能体会到什么叫做爱。
That's why Jesus would say, if you love me, obey my commandments.
这就为什么耶稣会把这句话两句话摆在一起，说你若爱我，就顺服我的命令，就听从我的命令。
Jesus always gives the choice.
因为耶稣总是要把爱摆在第一个，就是总是先给你选择。
And the decision is for people to make.
所以决定的是人有责任去做的。
Because that's the greatest commandment.
因为这个本来是神最大的命令。
To love God with all of our heart.
去爱神啊，用尽我们的心来爱他。
If he were to force us, it wouldn't be love.
如果他能够强迫我们去做呢，这就不是爱了，这个也没有意义了。
You can comply with his order,
你也可以
but you could never love him.
你可以遵从他一切的命令，但是你不爱他，完全可以的。
You could never express that love.
你也从来没有表达过你的爱。
And you could never really love.
你也甚至从来从心底里就没爱过他，但是你可以遵从他的命令。
And so the freedom of choice is essential to love.
所以自由意志、自由选择权啊，对爱来说极其重要，它是就是爱的表达的载体。
Because God's goal is for us to love Him and love our neighbors.
所以因为神的目的呢是让我们能够有爱的能力，爱他，爱我们的邻舍。
So to automatically take away evil and stop things from happening is taking away a person's freedom to love.
所以呢，自动的就把所有的罪全部除掉，就把所有你认为不对的事全部停止，其实呢是剥夺了你自由选择的权利。
And so, God, with that idea that we have the freedom to love, automatically brings in the freedom to choose what we do.
所以我们要有爱的选择权啊，就自然要有一个前提，就是你必须要有充分、完全自由的选择权，选择你想做的事，你可以做，你可以选。
Sometimes we think that if we stopped, or if God stopped evil, we would be protecting.
所以有的时候我们会这么误解神啊，我们觉得呢，保护呢就是把所有的恶呢一下子去除掉。神的爱，神的保护就是这么表达的。
But what we're really saying is that we don't want to have the freedom.
但是这句话的潜台词其实就是，就把我们的自由意志就剥夺了。
The freedom to choose.
就是我们自由选择的权利没了。
But when you choose to love God in spite of the pain and in spite of the suffering, you're really choosing to trust Him and to love Him when everything else says don't.
所以当你在苦难中，当你在逆境中，你依然选择爱神的时候，这个爱是真的，而且即便所有的人都说你不要这么做的时候，哎，你觉得我还是要这么做，你的选择就是真的你自己的表达。
You're trusting that He has the supreme wisdom and the supreme ability to work all things together for good.
因为你相信他有全然的智慧，能够做一切的安排为了你的益处，这是一个极深的信任。
And I heard this story last night.
我昨天晚上听到一个这个故事。
Because sometimes you and I, we think we know everything.
有的时候呢，你和我呢，觉得我们知道一切的环境，我们明白，我们都知道了，都懂了。
And we think we know what is good and what is bad.
我们也知道呢，什么是对我好，什么是对我不好的，我都明白。
So this is a story from the Middle East.
这是一个中东的故事啊。
There was a man and his horse ran away.
有一个人啊，他的马呢跑了。
And his neighbor came and said, "That's bad luck."
然后他的邻居跑过来跟他说，哎呀，你真的倒霉呀，很不幸，马跑了嘛。
And the man said, "What do I know about good luck and bad luck?"
然后这个人丢马的人就回答说，那我怎么知道什么是好或者不好呢？
Two days later, the horse came back.
那两天之后呢，这匹马又回来了。
But it came back with 20 wild horses.
他不但回来了呢，他带了二十匹野马回来。
And the neighbor came and said it wasn't bad luck, it was good luck.
然后他邻居赶紧又跑过来，哎呀，这不是、坏倒霉运了，这是吉运呢、啊。你也好，你太幸福了啊。
And the man said, "What do I know about good luck and bad luck?"
然后这个人又回答啊，这我怎么知道是福还是祸呢？这个主人又说。
And then his son was trying to train one of the new wild horses.
然后他的儿子呢，就开始去训练这二十匹马中的野马中的一匹哈。
And the horse kicked his son and broke his son's leg.
然后这匹马就踢了他的儿子一脚哈，把他儿子的脚给踢断了。
And the neighbor came and said, "That's bad luck."
然后他邻居又来了，说这下我又看明白了，这是祸啊，不是福。
And the man said, "What do I know about good luck and bad luck?"
这个主人又回答说，那我怎么知道到底是福还是祸呢？
Well, then that evening, an awful, terrible gang came.
然后呢，到这天晚上呢，有一帮的帮派冲进来了。
And they were taking all the young men and stealing the young men to be part of their mafia.
因为然后他们就冲进来以后呢，就把村子里的年轻力壮的人都拖走，就加入他们的帮派。
But they only took the healthy men.
他们只拉那健康的啊，腿瘸的不要啊。
And they didn't want his son that had a broken leg.
但他儿子这个腿断了，所以就没被拉走啊。
So the neighbor came and said that was good luck.
所以他邻居又来了，这下我又看明白，还是好运，还是福。
Now it's a story that it changed from good luck to bad luck depending on the circumstances.
所以呢，这所谓我们眼里的福祸啊，它只是一瞬间的转换，只是在环境里一瞬间的转换。
And if the story stopped and didn't continue, we would say, "Oh, it was bad luck, or it was good luck."
所以你如果停在某一个点，你就会说，哎，这是好的，这是不好的。
But the God of the Bible,
但是圣经里的神呢
，has superior wisdom.
他有一个超自然、超能、超我们想象的至高的能力。
And you and I don't know the rest of the story.
我们不知道故事背后再往后的情节是什么，是我们不知道。
But one day we can ask him.
但是有一天呢，我们可以问他。
And he will tell us the reasons for everything.
在那一天呢，他就会把为什么这么安排的原因全告诉我们。
Solomon wrote about God and said he's the only God that can make everything beautiful in his time.
所以所罗门说呢，他是那唯一的神啊，能够把一切的事都是按照最好的时间安排，对我们最有利的安排来排的。
He's the God that turned the ugliness of the cross.
他是那位神呢，把十字架的那个险恶，就是那个苦难呢。
And the ugliness of sin,
和把罪的这个糟糕啊
into a beautiful salvation that he offers as a free gift to everyone.
把这样的一个在人眼里不好的东西变成一个如此好的祝福，就借着救恩，这就是他的能力了。
And one day we will find out the reasons for the evil.
所以有一天我们会明白，这我们碰到的这个邪恶的事情背后的原因。
And we'll understand the love that directed it all.
我们也能明白，在这背后，神要传递出来的，从他而来的爱。
And so, even when Herod killed all the babies,
所以即使希律王杀了所有的婴孩
，We were reading last night that the Messiah was called out of Egypt.
那昨天晚上我们也读到了，弥赛亚依然是从埃及被召出来。
And we see that a prophecy was fulfilled so that we would be even more sure that Jesus is the one we're supposed to believe in.
那借着这样的方式，因为希律赶了杀了婴孩，他们就被赶到埃及，又被埃及就被召出来，所以圣经的话就得应验了，我们就更能相信神的话是真实的。
And one day we will know why evil happened.
那有一天我们会明白为什么邪恶会发生。
And we'll learn about the love that let it happen.
我们也能够明白许可这邪恶发生背后神那长阔高深的爱。
So that you and I can love God despite the pain and in spite of the suffering that is around us.
所以你我能够即便经历了我们的苦难和痛苦啊，依然能够更深的爱神，因为我们更明白他的心意。
But to show that he is love, he gives you and I the choice.
但是为了显明他的爱呢，他给了我们全然的自由意志。
Does that make sense, Tears?
Make sense. Yeah.
May I just say something? The Lord said that if you love me, you obey my commandments. So we obey his commandments because we love him. We don't, it's not the other way around that we love him and we obey his commandments. But it's we love him and we obey his commandments, but we don't obey his commandments because, you know, going the other direction.
Mm.
But that's what it is. And we want our children to love us. And if they love us, they will listen to us. And they will do according to what mom and dad say, because they love their mom and dad.
所以呢，就像刚才 Trevor 提到的这句经文啊，就是你若爱我呢，就必遵循我的命令啊。所以这个前提是你爱神，那一切的行为呢，若里面不是由着爱来驱动的呢，它本身是没有什么意义的。那就像我们的孩子，他要做一切你要他做的事，你特别希望他是因着爱你。他就自然愿意听从你的话，而不是呢别的原因，那他只是做了但他其实里面并没有那个爱心。所以我们做一切的事的最里面的那个动机，是因为我们明白神的爱，我们也愿意顺服他。
So if we love God, then all other aspects of our life will follow, whether we get into pain and sufferingWe know that God has a purpose for that. There's some reason for that.
所以就像我们真的里面明白神，相信神，爱他了以后，我们就自然能面对苦难了。因为当苦难来临的时候，你就知道神一定有他的美意啊，你一定也明白他一定在做一些对你有益的事。
When we read the book of Job, we see all the sufferings that Job went through, and he was a righteous man.
比方说我们看见约伯记，我们看见他经历的一切苦难，但他是一个义人呢。
But at the end he found out that all the suffering that God put him through or that the devil put him through was to learn the lesson of the fact that we have to depend on God. We can't depend on ourselves.
所以到约伯记最后呢，当约伯经历这一切以后，他就明白哦，原来是神要让我更深的依靠他，不是依靠自己。
God created us that way, that we must depend on Him.
因为神造我们，就是让我们更深的依靠他的。
He gives us the air that we breathe.
因为，比方说，他给了我们空气，让我们能够呼吸。
He gives us the food that we eat.
他给了我们食物，让我们能够吃。
He gives us the sunshine in the morning.
他给了我们早晨的太阳。
And we have.So much to be thankful for.
所以我们有如此多的事可以用来感恩呢。
First of all, He created us.
第一呢，他我们自己就是他造的。
Secondly, when we fell into sin, He saved us from our sins by proving His love to us on the cross and dying for our sins.
其次呢，当我们在最终跌倒的时候，他为我们死在十架上，赎了我们的罪。
You know, if you're a child of God, you trust the fact that you're in God's hands, and whatever happens, it's the will of God, and sometimes God wants to teach you.
所以，当你成为神的孩子的时候，你就在一切的事上，你相信他的旨意都在成全，而且在苦难里呢，一定是他要教导你一些什么东西。
You know, those people that do not put their faith and trust in God.In Ecclesiastes, it says that wise King Solomon says that time and chance happens to us all. The race is not to the swiftest.、
Okay. 所以就在传道书里说的一样，他说各种事情啊都有它的时间呢、就是缝补有时，撕裂有时，就不同的点都是神的安排。
If you smoke lots, the chances are pretty good that you're going to get cancer.
就比方说呢你。 你一直抽烟的话呢，是你会有可能得癌症。
Does God want us to smoke? No.
那神希望我们抽烟吗？不。
So God has set up everything in the Word of God, which is good for us to follow.
所以神造了很多的安排啊，其实都是为了我们的益处。
It's for our good, not His good, but for our good.
不是为了他的益处啊，是为了我们的益处。
That was my answer. I finished answering my question that I was posed last night.
对，这是为了昨天晚上的一个问题，我们继续把它答完的。We continue to study.
Okay. Where are you studying?
John.
Whatever you want to, before we study the book of John. John, 应该是十一章 ，Yeah, 11, John 11.
John 11. Verse 1?
Yeah, last time we started at 10.
So we're in John chapter 11.
好，我们继续我们约翰福音的学习啊。约翰福音十一章。
To break up chapter 11, that's the problem.
Maybe 1 to 16 first. Okay. 对，十一章，约翰福音十一章一节哈、啊，我们一节是先读到十六节，我们顺序读一下。有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊。”你所爱的人病了。
耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，因拉撒路
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地蹲住了两天。
然后对门徒说：“我们再往犹太去吧。”
门徒说：“拉比，犹太人进来。”要拿石头打你，你还往哪里去吗？
耶稣回答说：“白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。”
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”
门徒说：“主啊，他说睡了，你治好了。”
耶稣知道是指的他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡吧。
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说：“拉撒路死了，
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。”
多马又称为第士马。低头马就对那同做门徒的说：“我们也去和他同死吧。”
好，我们停在这哈。
So So we have this story. We should have read 17 too, maybe.
Oh, okay. 耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
We have a story of death.
所以这里是讲了一个故事的开头，就是拉撒路死了。
And if God is so loving, why didn't he stop it?
那神如果如此有爱，为什么神不阻止这件事啊？就是应该拉撒路不让他死。
We have a story of sickness, and why didn't God stop it?
那首先拉撒路是得病了才死的，那为什么干脆不让他得这病呢？
And so again, we're going to be thinking of a God who's so great that he uses pain and he uses suffering to talk to you and to me.
所以呢，你会看见神如此的大啊，他是用苦难来跟你我说话的。
Now there was a very good friend of his who was sick.
所以这个人啊，是神，是耶稣很好的一个朋友。
And his name was Lazarus.
他的名字叫拉撒路。
He had two sisters.
他有两个姐妹啊。
And in verse 3 he says, Lord, behold, him who thou lovest is sick.
那这里说呢，就是
verse 3，
所以第三节说啊，就是主啊，你所爱的人病了，就他姐妹跟耶稣，就打发人跟耶稣说。
So we would notice that just because Jesus loves you doesn't mean that you're not going to get sick.
所以这里呢，我们会注意到呢，并不是说呢，耶稣爱你，你就不会得病了。
Because there are preachers on the television and in different churches who would say the exact opposite of what the Bible teaches.
因为这世界真的有一些人是站在电视里或者站在讲台上，他会教导完全跟圣经相左的教导，他就说这个神不会让你得病。
And we need to be aware that there are people who lie, even Christians or people who say they're Christians who tell something that's not the same story as the Bible.
所以你要知道，有些人他真的是打着基督的名义他在撒谎啊，甚至他说他是基督教，他是基督徒，但他所说的并不是从圣经里来的。
So we would note that God still or Jesus loves those who are sick.
所以呢，我们知道呢，耶稣他还是爱那些在病中的人，对不对？
Is that an important thing to know?
这是不是很重要的事情要知道的？
Anyone?
Yes.
Yes. Why is it important to know that God loves the sick one?
为什么如此重要？你要知道这个事实，就是神爱病患病的人。
Because everyone will sick.
Because sooner or later everybody is sick.
因为早早晚晚每个人都会得病。
Or sooner or later somebody knows somebody who is sick.
早早晚晚呢，我们都会知道，这是一个事实啊。
And it doesn't mean that God does not love them.
但这个不等于说神不爱他，爱你我。
Now we were just thinking that sometimes God uses pain and suffering to warn us.
所以我们刚刚学到了，神有的时候会用苦难来警告我，来教导我们。
Someone said to me once that sometimes when you're sick and you're laying in bed, the only way you look is up because you're laying on your back.
所以有一次有人跟我说这个很有意思，他说，当你病的时候呢，你能看的方向只有一个了，就是往上看，因为你是躺着，你只能往上看啊。
I may be strange, but I've never been to a funeral where the person isn't laying on their back in the coffin.
就比方说呢，一个人死的时候呢，我会很诧异，如果他不是躺在棺材里往上看的话，我会很诧异，他总是这个姿势的，他一定是躺在棺材里。
They're always looking up.
因为这样的话他就往上看了，他只能往上看。
And it reminds us in those times that during suffering and during pain,You and I need to look to God.
所以这也是告诉我们呢，我们在苦难里呢，我们只有一个方向，就是往上看，去看神呢。
Because sometimes people run away from God when pain and suffering start.
所以有的时候呢，人在苦难开始的时候，他会逃离神。
Now I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
我不是一个心理学家或者哲学家啊。
But I am a father who loves his daughter.
但是我是一个爱我女儿的父亲。
And I think when Allison had her brain aneurysm and suffered everything she suffered, our other daughter Stephanie ran away from God.
比方说呢，我的一个女儿，当她因为这个神经的原因啊，导致这个眼睛看不见了以后，我的另外一个女儿因此就很受伤，就远离了神。
Instead of running to God.
她按道理应该是跟神更近啊，但是她却远离神。
And she's mad at God.
而且她特别生神的气。
Instead of being thankful that she had somebody to run to, she ran away.
她没有去感恩啊，然后她就逃跑了，就是艾莉森的姐姐，她就跑开了，就不睬神了。
And she's still running away.
她现在还是在往外跑。
That's why you don't see her very much here.
这就是为什么你在教会很少看见她。
So pray for her.
为她祷告。
Just like we pray for many of your children.
就像我们也常为你们的很多孩子祷告一样。
Because this lesson here is that God still loves them. He didn't stop loving them.
所以我们从这个教导呢，十一章就看见神并没有停下来在不爱你啊，即便你在苦难中。
And he wants, like anybody who loves, they spread their arms.
所以对于任何一切他所爱的啊，他都是张开他的臂膀。
And they say, come, welcome.
他一直跟你们说呢，来到我这里来。
And so that's something to remember because you and I do go through difficult and painful times in our lives.
所以这是一些是我们需要记在脑子里的，因为我们真的会经历很多苦难。
And we need to remember that God still loves the ones who are sick.
所以我们要记得这个事实啊，神依然爱那一个在病中的人。
In verse 5, it says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
所以第五节呢，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路。
So he not only loves the sick ones, but he loves the ones who love the sick ones.
所以他不但爱那在病中的人，他也爱那些爱病人的身边的亲人们。
And that's important for you and I to remember too.
这也是很重要让我们记得的。
Because when we watch loved ones suffer, sometimes we ask, well, why doesn't God stop it?
所以当我们看见我们的所爱的人生病的时候呢，我们就会有这样的想法，为什么神不阻止他呢？
Doesn't God love me?
我们就会怀疑，是不是神也不爱我呢？
Why is he so far away?
为什么他如此远，遥远呢？
Why doesn't he answer my prayer?
为什么他不听我的祷告呢？可能就像 Stephanie 这样。
And these are real things that happen to all of us.
这是真实的，在我们生命中一直发生的事情。
They happen, don't they?
就是，对，这个事是真的，对不对？
Some of us have lost our parents.
那有的我们在座的可能父母去世了。
And that was a very sad day.
那是一个很忧伤的日子。
We don't ever remember a day when our parents weren't there.
所以我们就不会去纪念一个日子，说我们的父母不在了，我们不去想，不愿意去想起他。
And all of a sudden they're not there.
就是突然之间他就没了。
And we remember that God loves us still.
但我们要记得一件事，神依然爱我们。
And so that's part of the lesson that God is teaching to us.
对，这是一部分的教导啊，就是神在给我们的，借着这个故事。
And God loves the one who is sick.
神爱那个病中的人。
And God loves the ones who love the ones that are sick.
神也爱那病中的人，身边陪伴的亲人。
But it says here that when Jesus heard the message, he didn't go right away, but he stayed for 2 days.
所以这里很有意思啊，在第六节说呢，当耶稣听见拉撒路病了以后呢，他不是立刻去的，他又等了两天。
Now why wouldn't he go right away?
那他为什么不立刻就去呢？
Why did he not run? He loved him. Why didn't he run?
就既然他如此爱他，他为什么不跑着就去了，马上动身就走？为什么？
Why do you think?
你想一想为什么呢？你想一想原因。耶稣按道理是可以直接就去了，为什么还等两天？She's waiting for more people to witness the glory of God.
Maybe.
也许是。
She wants to see our patience.
他是想看我们的忍耐。
He's looking at us, isn't he?
他在看我们，对不对？
He's watching how our reactions are.
他在看我们的反应。
You know, sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers as quickly as we think He should answer our prayers.
所以有的时候神不是按我们觉得应该有的速度来听我们的祷告的，来反应的。
I've been praying for a long time for my parents to be saved.
我祷告了好久为我的父母得救祷告。
Almost 30 years.
几乎快三十年了。
And then this last summer, when we were in the Okanagan, we got this good news that Lang's dad and Nicole's dad got baptized.
所以在去年的夏天啊，他们去 Okanagan 的时候，他们就听到我的父亲和 Nicole 的父亲得救的好消息。
And they had their prayers answered much quicker than my answer to my prayer.
那看起来好像。他就说我的祷告和Nicole 的祷告好像神听得快一点哈、啊，比听他的祷告快一些哈、啊。
And we still just keep praying for my parents to get saved.
但我还是在不停地为我的父母得救祷告。
God is patient.
神是很有忍耐的。
It says He's long suffering.
而且他是恒久忍耐的。
And not willing that any should perish.
他不愿任何人失丧
but they should have everlasting life.
也盼望每一个人得着永恒的生命。
And sometimes God doesn't answer prayers as quick as we'd like.
所以有的时候神并不是按照我们觉得有的我们喜欢的速度来听来反应的。
But we know that Jesus heard this request.
但我们要记得呢，耶稣听见了这个，他已经听见了需要。
And in His perfect timing, He went.
然后在他完美的时间表里，他才去的，他等两天。
And answered the request.
所以时间在他手里，他什么时候来响应是他的事。
So part of the lesson here is that we don't get tired of praying for what is right.
所以这里的一部分的教导就是我们对于我们确知是对的事情呢，我们祷告不要灰心。
Does that make sense?
这个合不合理呢？
Sometimes, in this case, Jesus decided to stay for two more days.
比方说呢，在这个里面，这个故事里，耶稣就决定再待两天再去。
Before he answered the prayer.
在他听祷告。
In.
就是响应祷告之前，他等了两天。
In the book of Daniel, it tells of how Satan's demons were impeding the answer to a prayer.
在但以理记里面，我们看见这样的一个故事，就是撒旦如何拦阻神的祷告啊，来到人这里。
And there was a heavenly battle, and it delayed the answer of the prayer.
那在空中呢，是有一场的属灵的、真实的战争啊，以至于这个祷告推迟到达了但以理这。
And there is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women.
所以在地上呢，依然今天有争夺灵魂的征战。
And Jesus is answering.
耶稣也在听祷告。
In His perfect timing.
但是有他完美的时间表。
But and sometimes there are hindrances.
总是有一些时候会有一些阻碍啊。
But He knows.
但他是知道的。
He heard.
他也听见了。
And in his perfect timing, he went.
然后在他最完美的时间表里，他会做，他就去了。
Are we supposed to stop at 10:30?
Yeah.
Should we stop now?
Okay. Yeah.
Or am I in the middle of it?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. 那我们 先停在这儿，因为我们要做一个半个小时的茶歇。Anything you want to add?
We'll talk some more maybe after. We'll have coffee and we'll
okay.
talk some more.
Okay. 那我们先做一个祷告，我们茶歇之后再继续。Maybe we'll pray. 我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样宝贵的真理，让我们明白您的旨意是美善的，也让我们明白我们的理解是有限的，是吧？求您帮助我们有一颗单纯像孩子般信靠的心，让我们知道您的安排一切都是对我们有益的，让我们有一颗恒久忍耐等候您旨意成全的心，让我们祷告不灰心，是吧？谢谢您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，这样的感恩和赞美奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
So, Father, help us again as we open your word and help us to understand and know you better. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
求您帮助我们，当我们翻开这经求您教导我们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. So maybe I can just say a few things before our brother Trevor continues on.
这长老加一点内容在我们继续往前走的之前。
Bethany was a town that was very close to Jerusalem. It wasn't very far away.
所以伯大尼呢，其实是离耶路撒冷非常近的一个小镇子，不远非常近。
And these two sisters, Mary and Martha, we read about them also in Matthew chapter 26 and 6 and Mark 14 and 3. And you recall that these two ladies, these two sisters, they really loved the Lord.
所以从马太和马可的记载里，我们知道这两姐妹就是马大和玛利亚，她们是真的爱主的，就是她们有很多的前面有一些记载。
Do you remember she opened up a box of alabaster and very, very expensive?
就是那打碎那个玉瓶的真拿达香膏的那个就是玛利亚就是真的很珍贵的一瓶香膏。
She loved the Lord so much, she was willing to give her everything to him.
所以她如此的爱主，她愿意把自己最珍贵的都全部的都献给主就是她打碎了那瓶香膏就膏主。
So they loved the Lord, there was no question about that. Their brother they loved as well.And you know something? Whenever Jesus was there, they would always invite him for dinner.
所以他们爱主毫无疑问而且呢，每一次耶稣在伯大尼的时候，他们总是请耶稣去他们家吃饭所以这是一直圣经里有提到。
And this story is a story of faith.
所以这个故事拉撒路的死这个故事呢，是一个信心的故事。
Do you remember Abraham and the faith that he had in God? He waited a long time. God had promised him a son. And God didn't fulfill that promise for a long, long time. But Abraham had faith in God that he will fulfill his promise.
你都记得亚伯拉罕神应许给他一个孩子好久好久都没有实现。但是呢亚伯拉罕呢也一直相信神的这个预言，他就一直在等。
You see, God has a timetable.
你会看见呢，神是有他的时间表的。
It's not our timetable, but it's God's timetable.
不是我们的时间表，是神的时间表。
And like Trevor was saying, why aren't things happening fast? Why isn't my mom and dad getting saved? Why isn't this happening or that happening?
所以我们经常会问这么样的一个问题，就是为什么我的祷告还没有得应允？为什么我的父母还没有得救？为什么这个发生了，那个发生了？这个会是我们一个很自然的问题。
And we must believe that God's timetable is the best timetable.
所以这里面我们需要建立一个信心，就是神的时间表是最好的时间表。
You know, there are so many stories out there of.There was one that a man was going home for Thanksgiving. And you know, Thanksgiving down in the U.S. is the most important holiday, and families get together.
And, 知道有一个故事啊，那讲一个人他在复活不在感恩节的时候，感恩节是美国一个特别特别重要的节日，家人都在这一天会聚集起来。
And it's very very busy at the airports. But he had promised his family that he would be home. He was a salesman. He would always be out there somewhere. He had promised his family that he would come home for Thanksgiving.
他是一个销售啊，然后他每天要四处飞，然后呢，他去了机场那天特别繁忙。但是呢，他答应他的家人，那天他一定赶回去。
So when he went to catch the flight, the flight was canceled.
然后他去了他的航班呢，他航班取消了。
And when the flight was canceled, he phoned his wife and children up, saying that I won't be able to come.
然后当航班取消以后呢，他就打个电话跟他太太和孩子说呢，他没办法回家了。
But I will try to take the next flight out and make sure I come.
然后他说我尽量坐下一个的航班，就确保我能走，我能够到。
So that flight that he was supposed to catch and the next one, that he missed one of the flights. That plane fell down and crashed.
所以，他误掉的那个航班呢，其实是后面失事的那个航班。
You see, God had saved him from that flight.
所以神其实。把他从那个航班里救出来了。
And that's where faith comes in. If you have faith that all things are going according to God's will.
所以这就是信心的来历，就是你要相信一切的事呢，神都是对你有美好的旨意和安排。
And put all your faith and trust in God.
把你一切的信心呢，建立在神身上，就相信他。
Now this story of Lazarus.You know, Jesus brought many dead people back to life.
所以在这个拉撒路死的这个故事里呢，我们知道耶稣给很多人啊就死里复活。
And he performed many, many miracles.
在这之外呢，他也做了很多神迹。
And this was to show forth the glory of God.
这个会要显出神的荣耀来。
No man has power over death.
因为没有人对死亡有权柄。
No man has power to heal the blind and give them sight again.
也没有人能够使瞎子能看见。
But these were like our brother was saying that these were signs to the people at that time that God was in Christ.
所以这是就像 Trevor 弟兄说，这些的神迹其实为了显明给当时的人啊，以及我们知道呢，这个神是在基督里啊，就是在耶稣里的。
So Mary and Martha, they saw all these things happening. And you know something? Before that, there was one young girl that died, and the Lord brought her back to life again.
所以呢，我们知道呢，这个这两个姐妹呢，马大、玛利亚，她们是知道这些事、这些神迹的。就比方说，就在这之前，有一个小女孩啊，就雅鲁的女儿，她死了，神耶稣就把她从死里复活了。
She was only dead for a short while.
但是呢，他死的时候呢，他刚死了很短一段时间。
And then he went into another village where a man had died already, and they were taking him out to be buried.
所以呢，他又去了另外一个村庄，然后那个村庄呢，又有一个人死了啊。但是呢，这个人死的是刚刚死，第二天出殡的，就是死了一天。
Now we have the story of Lazarus. He was in the grave for.How many days?
Four days.
Yeah. 所以我们现在看见拉撒路啊，他在坟墓里其实已经四天了，就等耶稣到的时候。
See this? He is the Lord of life.
你会看见的，他是生命的主啊。
So we must believe that like he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He has the power and the authority.To give life.
所以他是那道路真理和生命、啊、若不借着他没有人能到神那里去所以他有生命的权柄
Yes, he loved Martha and he loved Mary and he knew their concerns
所以他当然他爱马大玛利亚他也知道马大玛利亚心里所想的
They loved their brother
他们很爱他们的弟弟
And you know who will you call? Who will you look toIf you love somebody and you want them to be saved, you don't want them to die, you don't want them to be sick, Do you look at doctors? Do you call a bunch of doctors over? Or do you look to the Lord and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, if it be your will, you could save my brother. You could save my father. You could save my daughter.
就像我们亲人生病的时候，我们也可以很着急的为他去找医生，我们也可以跪下来求神说，就你救救我的亲人啊，我的父亲，我的母亲，我的兄弟，我的孩子。
So that's what they did. They turned to Jesus. They sent a message to him because they knew that he had the power over death.
这就是马大玛利亚做的，他们立刻就找人去把信息传给耶稣，他们知道耶稣是爱他们的，所以他们是依靠神。
You know, it's amazing when everybody in that country had heard what Jesus was doing.
很有意思，在那个时代的所有人呢，周边的人都听说过耶稣所做的事。
Some people even saw it with their very eyes.
很多人是用亲眼就看见了。
And in this story, we read later on that there were spies there, and they did not believe, even though they saw Lazarus coming out of the tomb. They did not believe, and they went and reported that to the scribes and the Pharisees.
很有意思呢，就算在当场拉撒路从死里复活之后，有些人亲眼看见了，他们还是不信啊，他们还是把这些事去报告那些要迫害耶稣的官长。
I don't know why people won't believe.
我也不能理解为什么人们不相信，尤其是当你亲眼能看见的时候。
Yes, some people say, you know, I don't believe in God unless I see Him or if I, you know, experience Him, then I believe in God. But God is a spirit, and we must have faith that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that put their faith and trust in Him.
所以有的人会说呢，哎，我若不亲眼看见，我若不亲身经历，哈。我就不能够相信。其实神是个灵啊，他知道我们所想的，而且呢，他是愿意来给我们赏赐啊，就是赏赐借着我们的信心来给出来。
So this is faith that if you believe in the only begotten Son of God, that He will give you life and life eternal.
如果你愿意相信神的独生子，他就给你生命。直到永生。
You know, Lazarus died twice.
拉撒路是死了两次。
Nobody likes to die even once.
没有人其实愿意，哪怕死一次都不愿意。
But this was to show forth the glory of God.
所以这个是要显明神的荣耀。
Allison died 3 times.
他说 Allison 死了三次，就是他的女儿，他女儿眼睛因着医生的原因就是看不见了。
It says when they heard, he said that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Verse 4.
第四节呢，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀。
It wasn't the end.
所以这病不是一个结局。
There was greater things in store.
在这之后，在这里面藏着更大的事情。
And when you and I face tragedy and difficulty,
所以当我们面临悲剧，面临苦难的时候，
That's not the end of it.
你要记得，这不是一个结局，这不是个句号。
That's not God's only purpose.
这不是神最后的目的。
God has His glory in mind.
而神在里面藏了他的荣耀啊，要显明给你看。
There are those who say that life ends at death.
很多人说呢，哎，人的生命在死亡的时候就终结了。
But that's the end of all existence.
因为那个是所有存在的你肉眼所见的结束的时候。
And there's no reason for anything that happens when it happens.
所以
There is no reason that when something occurs that's bad, that you think is bad, there's no reason for it happening. It just ends.
所以当这些事不好的事发生的时候呢，它就是个人们认为它就是个结局，因为人们觉得这里面没有任何可以理解的原因。
But God always has a much bigger purpose.
那我们要相信，那至高的神在这里面有更大的一个目标。
Everything God has more than one purpose.
神做的每一件事都不止一个目标在里面。
The air we breathe has more than one purpose.
就像我们呼吸的空气，就是是不止一个目的的。
Without air, animals would die.
没有空气呢，动物会死。
But it's also air that plants use to breathe, isn't it?
那同时呢，其实植物也在呼吸这些空气。
God uses air to make fire.
然后呢，空气也可以用来生火嘛，是吧？因为有氧气。
God uses air so that we can communicate.
然后呢，当我们有空气的时候，我们才能说话，说话才能有交流。
It's the air that enables birds to fly and airplanes to fly.
也是这个空气呢，让鸟和飞机能够飞。
And everything God has made has more than one purpose.
所以神造的任何东西呢，它都不只是单一目的的，它是多种目的的。
But sometimes people tell me that there is no purpose.
但是有的人会跟我说呢，哎呀，这没有意义。
But this life is all there is.
说这个生命啊，人的生命都没有意义。
And there is no purpose.
是没有目的的。
And that gives a very hopeless life.
所以这个会带来一个非常没有盼望的生活。
It's no wonder so many people kill themselves.
所以才会你会看见很多人自杀嘛。
It's no wonder there's such a big problem withOpioids and drugs in British Columbia and Canada.
这就是为什么在加拿大或者在 BC 省你会看见这么多吸毒的现象。
There's so many people who don't see that there is a purpose.
因为很多人在说看不见他生命的意义是什么。
And even the bad, God is so great, He can use it for good.
所以即使人眼里的不好的事啊，神如此的美善和大能，他依然能够把它。变成祝福。
And so that's what this story is about, how God is so great.
所以这个故事就在看，让我们看见神有多大。
That He can turn the tragedy of sickness and death.
所以他能够把死和病和死的这个灾啊
，into something glorious.
变成荣耀的事。
You know, it says there are.It says, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. She didn't say, Lazarus who loves you is sick. She said, he whom thou lovest. You know something? She understood the heart of God.
Amen.
And she understood that Jesus was going from village to village. He didn't know these people personally, but he loved them.
所以你会看见在三节的时候啊，这两姐妹呢去打发人去见耶稣的时候说那句话，她说主啊，你所爱的人病了。你可以想想，她完全可以说呢，主啊，爱你的那个人病了啊，她没有这么说啊。所以她非常了解神，她也知道呢神来地上是做什么的啊，她也有那颗对的那谦卑的心啊，然后她也看见了耶稣在各乡各镇做的神迹，所以她。来到神面前，他是说呢，你爱的那个人，对吗？因为他了解神的心是怎么样。
You know, it says that he abode another two more days after he got the message. Do you think Mary and Martha, they must have been very disappointed?
所以他又等了两天呢？你觉得这两天里，马大和玛利亚会不会很失望啊？
They sent the message for him to come quickly. Our brother is sick.
因为呢，他们差人去报信的时候呢，他的弟弟还只是病的状态啊，就是我的弟弟病了，你赶紧去，管你赶紧来救。
You know, sometimes when we get impatient, the Lord is asking us, "Do you trust me?"
所以有的时候，当我们不耐烦的时候呢，神会问我们这样的一句话，就是你相信我吗？
And then when we say, Lord, we love you and we trust you, then we start thinking, well, we better wait for the best time that the Lord has.
所以当我们说，哎呀，主啊，我相信你，我爱你的时候，你自然就会想到，是不是我应该再耐心等一等。
So the Lord had a better plan for Lazarus.
神有对拉撒路一个更好的旨意，计划。
So after waiting 2 days, he says to his disciples in verse 7, let us go to Judea again. And the disciples said, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee or kill thee, and goest thou thither again?
第七节，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
What was going to stop Jesus from going when the time came?
所以当时候来的时候，什么会让耶稣拦阻他不去呢？
Nothing.
没有什么，什么能拦得住神呢？
He wasn't scared, was he?
他完全不是因为害怕嘛。
You know, he knew that they sought to kill him.
他也知道那些犹太人，那些官长要杀他。
And he knew that unless it's God's time, it just doesn't matter.
他也知道呢，若不是神的时间到了，谁也杀不了他。
And sometimes in our lives we think, well, I might die.
所以在我们的生命里也会碰到，我们有的时候想，哎呀，这回不行了，我可能要死了。
If I do this or if I do the other thing.
如果我做这个，我做那个，我可能要死了。
But God has our times written.
所以神有我们的时间哈写下来的。
And we're not going to die a day sooner than God says we're going to.
所以我们要死的，神命定的那一天，我们要死那就死了。
Let's pretend that you.God says is going to live to be 199 years old.
假设哈，我们要有人要活199岁。
She can do whatever she wants, and she won't die until God says it's time for her to die.
那她可以在这之前做她一切想要做的事啊，直到那一神给她设好那天来了。
It's not a reason to be reckless.
这个不是一个。理由说你可以随意的冒险啊。
But it's a reason to not be afraid.
但这是一个很好的理由，不要害怕。
And that's part of what Jesus is showing us, his braveness.
所以这是一部分啊，耶稣显给我们看的，就是他是非常勇敢的，因为他知道神的旨意。
He didn't fear death.
他并不害怕死亡。
But he knew that his father was in control of all those times.
他也知道呢，所有这些事都在父的手里。
And our times are in his hands.
我们的时候也在他的手里。
And so if we have a time to be born and a time to die, says Ecclesiastes.
就像我们传道书里说的，每个人都生有时，死有时。
And God has given us certain amounts of time.
神也给了我们在地上一段的时间。
How do we use our time?
那我们怎么样使用好这些时间呢？
是。Do we use our time well, or do we waste time?
所以我们是不是很好的利用了这些时间，或者说我们在浪费我们的生命呢？
Sometimes we waste time.
有的时候我们真的是在浪费生命。
I've learned this trick.
我学到了这个伎俩啊 ，trick.
Sometimes I'll wait for a person.
有的时候我会等一个人。
And when I finally get tired of waiting and think, well, I'll stop waiting and I'll start reading my Bible.
然后呢，我在等人等烦的时候呢，我就说我不等了，我要开始读圣经了。
And as soon as I open my Bible, they show up.
然后每次呢，当我翻开圣经准备读的时候，他就来了。
But while I'm not reading my Bible, I'm just wasting time.
但我没有翻开圣经的时候，其实我等他的时候就在浪费时间了。
So I learned this trick to start reading the Bible quickly.
所以我就知道啊，我就下次每次等呢，我就越早的开始读圣经越好。
And not waste time.
也不浪费这时间。
Because if they're really late, I still get to read the Bible.
所以当他们真的晚的时候呢，我就还是可以再读圣经啊。
And I'm not wasting time.
那时候我就没再浪费时间。
And if they show up, that's a good thing.
但如果他很快就来了呢，那这是好事嘛，我本来就在等他。
But we're all given 24 hours in one day.
然后呢，每一个人我们都有24小时一天。
And so we're all given a certain amount of time to live.
我们每一个人的一生呢，都会被神赐予了一定的生命的时间。
And we need to live our lives for God.
那我们总是要为了神来度过我们这一辈子。
Does anybody here know when they're going to die?
这里在座的有谁知道他什么时候死吗？对，没有人知道。
We could die today.
我们也许今天。
We could live until we're 199 years old.
也许呢，199岁再死啊。
But we need to live our entire lives for God.
但我们总是要把我们的一生呢，为神而活。
I told the story the other night about the oldest man I ever knew.
啊，那有一天呢，我跟大家讲过这个故事，就是我认识的最老的一个弟兄了。
And I haven't seen him for over 25 years.
我见他的这一次呢，我已经在这之前25年没见到他了。
And he was 103 years old.
然后我这次见他的时候，他是103岁啊。
And the Lord kept him on earth for 103 years. And on the very last day of his life, God used him to teach me a great lesson.
所以神呢，让他在地上待了103年，在这103年，他在地上的最后一天呢，神还使用他来教导 Trevor。
And so while we are living, God wants to use us.
所以当我们还在地上的时候呢，神就愿意使用我们。
And so even in sickness, it's supposed to be for His glory.
所以即便是在生病中呢，你要记得也是为了神的荣耀。
Some of you know Joe Isavian.
Marilyn's husband. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Probably about 30 years ago, Joe had an operation.
大概30年前啊， Joe 弟兄有一个手术。
And you'll notice Joe walks kind of with a limp.
所以 Joe 弟兄的脚不是太方便啊。
It's because when he had that operation, the doctors made a mistake.
因为呢，那三十年前那场手术呢，是一个医疗事故啊。
It was a hip operation, and when they put the bone in, the nerve was in there and it got squished.
所以呢，他是做一个 hip， 就是髋骨的这个手术。他们把一个东西放进去的时候呢，伤到了神经。
And so that's why Joe limps even today.
所以从此之后呢，他的脚就不是太方便了。
Now you only know Joe as he is now, not very fast and not very active and sort of tired all the time.
所以你们现在熟悉的 Joe 弟兄是现在这个样子，他总是显得很疲惫，然后走得也不快，慢慢的就是现在这个样子。
But I remember when God used him to teach me another lesson.
但是我就记得他神借着他教给我另外的教导。
Because while Joe was laying in the hospital,
当 Joe 弟兄躺在医院的时候呢，
his friends would come to visit.
他的朋友来拜访他。
All his Persian friends.
因为他是从那个中东的波斯来的啊，就是伊朗那边的。
And he would tell them about Jesus all the time.
然后呢，Joe 弟兄躺在病床上，就是跟一切来探访他的人都讲耶稣。
Even when he was laying there in his bed.
即便他是躺在床上的时候。
And one of his friends even received Jesus as his savior.
所以这个过程中来探访他的人当中都有一个人因此而得救了。
And that was a very big lesson for me to learn.
这对我是一个特别大的教导啊。
That even in our weakness and infirmities, God still loves us and wants to use us.
所以即便是在我的生病中，我们的不完美的苦难中呢，神依然使用我们。
And so in this story, God is going to use Lazarus to teach us.
所以在这个故事里呢，神要通过拉撒路的死来教导我们。
There is a reason behind it.
所以在这个背后是有个原因的。
Because God's thoughts are much greater than our thoughts.
因为神的意念呢，远高过我们的意念。
And so Jesus is going to go back. And even though it was dangerous for his life, He knew that his life, his time was in God's hands.
所以耶稣依然决定要回去，耶路撒冷的附近啊，就是因为呢，耶稣知道在他的生命是在父神的手里，有时间表的。
And when God asks you and I to do things,
所以当神要你我做一件事情的时候
，even though it may not be pleasant.
那即便这件事情可能表面看起来不是很令人喜悦愉悦。
We need to do it.
我们还是要去做。
So that it fulfills his purposes.
那满足了，成全了他的旨意。
I was just thinking about the story, and you know, I was in India a little while ago, and I was trying to think in my mind. Jazz has got a brother living there, and she has a sister living over there. And I wanted to tell them about Jesus. And I know that when they were here visiting us, that they didn't want to hear about Jesus. So I was thinking, how can I tell them? Because they believe in their own religion. They have the Sikh religion. But on the last day, when I was going to leave her brother's house, I wanted to make sure that this word would get out to them. I said to them, sit at the table here, we're having breakfast. I want to read the Bible to you. And I said, I'm not going to say anything, nor am I going to expand the word of God, but I want you to hear it, because I'm going to read it to you. So they agreed to that.
所以呢，在他最近啊，他刚刚去印度回来哈，那他去的路上呢，他其实一直有负担要给这个Jess 就是Jeet 太太的弟弟和哥哥是吧？和他姐姐啊，最小的他最小，他的哥哥和姐姐传福音。但是呢，他们原来也来过温哥华，就是那时候很心硬，就一直也不听，所以Jeet 也很也不知道该怎么去说。然后呢，他就去了以后，在离开他哥哥家的时候呢，他就决定我不管怎么样，我就讲了。所以他就坐下来，就跟他哥哥说呢，这样我就把神的话读给你听啊，我也不解释，我也不拓展，那你我就把神的原话读给你听啊。然后他哥哥同意了，他们就坐在餐桌上就开始读。
Because you see in all the many religions of the world, they believe that this is just one way to get to God. Many many roads that are going to God.
因为他们呢是相信他们自己的宗教啊，而且呢他们在印度嘛，所以他们相信呢有很多很多的路到神那里去啊，所以圣经只是诸多路当中的一条而已。
So I read this. If we could turn to 1 John chapter 5.
我们可以看一下他读的那段经文啊，就是约翰一书的五章，新约的约翰一书五章，就是426页新约。
And if we could read from verse 9 to verse 14.
从九节读到十四节哈。
First John chapter 5 and starting to read at verse 9. Chapter 5 and verse 9 to 14.
约翰一书五章九节到十四节。我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更应该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子所做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们有永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
So here it clearly tells us that there's only one way to God.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们，只有一条路到神那里去。
There's one God and one way to God.
只有一个神，也只有一条路到神那里去。
And I didn't say anything to them. I just read this.portion of the Lord's word to them.
所以我没有说其他任何的，我只是把这一段 读给他们听。
So they can believe this or they don't have to believe this.
他们或者相信或者不相信。
But it's pretty clear here that all the other roads that they believe are to God is not what it says here.
所以这里很清楚，就是他们认为一切其他的路到神那里去的，其实对圣经里都不是对的。
And it says here, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 100% guarantee that you may know that you have eternal life.
在这里见证就是神赐给我们永生啊，就是有神的儿子就有永生了，这是保证的。
You see, I asked them, I talked to them about life after death. What do they believe? And they said, well, if you're a good person, maybe you get a different life as a good person later on. Or if you're a bad person, you will become a snake or you will become something bad and so on. You go keep going through the cycles of life until you reach perfection.
所以当我就跟他们讲，我说那你们觉得生后是什么呢？死后是什么呢？他们就说，哎，那你要做好事呢，你生后就很好啊。那你要是做不好的事呢，你可能会变成一条蛇啊，或者什么其他的东西。那反正就这么轮回转转转，直到你达到完美。
But you see, this is a question mark. You don't know.
所以你会发现这里是一个问号啊，其实你不知道，你不确实。
That's just what you think, or what your religion, some man said. That's what you think, and that's what.
这只是你脑子里想的和你宗教教给你的。
But here God says that you may know.100% guarantee that God says.
所以在这里呢，神很明确的告诉你，你是知道的，你有永生。你只要按照神的这个去做的话，你就有永生。
So it says also that he that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar.
所以信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的。
If I said to my brother-in-law or my sister-in-law that you made God a liar, they would maybe grab a sword or an axe and try to lop my head off. But I didn't say that. I read the word of God to them.
你想假设我不是去就直接把神的话读给他们听，我就跟 JS 的哥哥姐姐说，我说你就是把神当作撒谎的，他们就可能火起来会拿刀给我捅了哈。但是我只是简单的就把这个话读给他们听。
Because they're very zealous of their own religion.
因为他们特别热心于他们自己的宗教。
But I know that the Lord's word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
因为我知道神的话语啊，就像三尖两刃的刀一样锋利啊。
And I trust that the Lord, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will work on their heart when this went into their ears.When I read that to them.
我也相信圣灵会在你心里做工，当神的话进到你心里的时候就一定会有效果。
So we pray for them daily.
所以我们每天为他们祷告。
But you know, we were also talking about why God allows all this to happen. Why does the world continue on the way it is? Why is there so much evil and it just continues on? It says in God's word that God is angrywith the evil man every day. He doesn't want people to be evil. He doesn't want to see all this happening in the world.
所以我们刚才有提到这个话题，就是神许可这些罪恶在地上，但我们同时也要明白一个重要的真理，神特别的恼恨愤怒这些地上的恶人啊，这个所行的恶，这个是神在审判里，他是要去审判的。
But we read that God is a very merciful God.
但同时，我们也知道神是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
He doesn't wish that any should perish.
他也不希望任何人会失丧。
So say for instance, Adam and Eve sinned against God.
比方说呢，像亚当夏娃呢，像对神犯罪了。
And he said no more, and that's it. He cut it off.
他完全可以说好，犯罪了。不行，再不给你机会了，就停了。
They would not have had children and more children and more children.
然后他们就不会有不停的繁衍出很多后代来。
The population of the earth would not have grown.
那地上的人口也不会现在那么多。
But you see, the gospel is going out to all four corners of the earth.
但你会看见福音却因此在地上传遍了地极啊。
And every day people are getting saved.
每一天地上都有人得救。
When they hear the gospel.
就当他真的听见了福音，相信的时候。
So more and more people are being added to the kingdom of our Lord every day.
所以每一天都有更多的灵魂进入到神的国啊，进到了天国。
And that's his reward. He died for all of mankind. He wants all of them to come to him.
这就是神所得的报偿啊，因为他替人死了，当人相信他进到他的国的时候，他就看见了他死的价值是有的。
But if you don't believe in the only begotten Son of God, then you're pretty well on your own.
但你不相信耶稣基督呢，那你就得靠自己了。
You will either face Jesus Christ as your Savior, with open arms, welcoming you into His kingdom, into heaven, or you will face Him as your judge.
所以你总是要见耶稣的，早早晚晚。你或者见他的时候，是他张开双臂，愿意拥抱你回家的时候，或者。你在最后靠自己，你见他，他就是审判主了，他要为你所做的一切审问你。
So that's the choice that we have now.
这就是我们要做的选择，在今生要做的选择。
And we aren't given any more time than that, because after death, it says in God's word, it says it's appointed once unto man to die, and then the judgment.
所以我们也没有更多的其他的时间，就是今生。所以圣经说呢，人人都有一死啊，死后且有审判。
The devil is trying to deceive people and saying that you have lots of time. If you die in this life, without reaching God, you have another life. You have another chance. You have another chance.
所以魔鬼的这个谎言总是，跟神反着来。他说，哎，你还有很多的时间。就算今生你没有认识他，你再转世再来一下，再来一下，还有时间。这是非常糟糕的。
And that's what his lie is. What's carrying the whole world at this time. He is the God of this system of things.
所以魔鬼的谎言是传遍，也是传遍了世界。但是神的话是不变的。那他是唯一的真理。他告诉我们，没有机会就没有机会。
But he was a liar from the beginning, and he was a murderer.
撒旦是那一开始就撒谎的，而且他是杀人的。
God doesn't want a world like this.
神并不是本意不希望有这样的一个世界。充满了。
But he's allowing the time, he's long suffering, he's patient, and he's wishing that none would perish.
但是呢，神因着他的怜悯呢，他要愿意忍耐等候，等候我们在最终呢愿意回转，能够得救。
So when all these people here in this story witnessed the glory of God,
所以所有这些人在这个拉撒路这个故事里，其实都看见了神的荣耀。
They had a choice to either believe or not to believe.
但他们有一个选择，或者相信，或者不相信。
Some believed, and some didn't believe.
有些相信了就得救了，有些真的就拒绝了。
Where are you in this picture?
所以在这个故事里，我们的身份又是什么呢
？I just trust and hope that you don't wait another day longer.
所以盼望我们每一个人都做，及时做对的选择。
Put your faith and trust in.The only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ.
把我们的信心放在那唯一的道路、真理和生命，就是耶稣基督身上。
Because we don't know if tomorrow will come for us.
因为我们不知道我们是不是还有明天。
I remember when we were living here, and I was in the house, and I heard this big bang and crash, and I looked out the window. There was a man in a truck, a big truck.And he was driving north, and there was another man in a car driving south. And the man in the truck had a heart attack.
Oh. 所以他记得有一次，他听到一个特别大的响声啊，然后出去看的时候，就看见从南边和北边双向有两辆车撞了哈，一辆卡车和一辆私家车，然后那个卡车司机是发了心脏病。
And his car, his truck hit another car on the other side, and they both died.
然后两个人都死了，就是卡车的司机也死了，对面小车司机也死了。
They didn't know that they were going to die that day.
他们没有人知道，他们俩都不知道那一天他们会死。
The man in the truck was doing a job. He was working, and the woman maybe she was just going home.
所以这个卡车司机他只是在工作。对面那辆小车里的那个妇女，她可能只是在回家的路上。
There's no guarantee we're going to go home today.
所以是没有保证的啊。我们今天是不是还能回家，其实是没有保证的。
But if you have eternity settled in your heart, then you know it doesn't matter.
所以当你的里面有永生啊，你确切的知道，其实你在地上是满怀着盼望生活，就是地上发生的事情对你其实没有那么重要。
You will go to be with God who created you and who loved you and who died for you on the cross at Calvary.
因为你最终肯定是要到他那里去的。谁呢？就是那爱你、为你死在十架上的主啊，他在那里等你啊，他在天上等。所以这个是非常非常美好。
You will have no fear of death.
所以你就完全出死入生啊，你完全对死亡是没有恐惧。
Because when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that's when life really starts.
所以当你接受耶稣基督成为救主的时候，你的生命才刚刚开始。
You know at that point that you're in the hands of Jesus and His Father, who's greater. It says that His hand is over His. So you've got double security. No one can snatch you out of His hands.
所以我们都记得这个比喻啊，这个形象的。例子就是我们是在耶稣基督手里，然后呢父比主更大哈，那他们合而为一啊，就把我们牢牢的保护住了，所以没有人能够从他们手里把我们夺去，只要我们信靠基督。
You know, we have so many questions. As little children, our little children, they will ask us so many questions. Why? Because they're growing. They want to know.
所以我们是会经常会有很多的问题，就像小孩子小时候很多问题一样，这个很正常，因为他在成长啊，所以成长过程中他就会有很多的问题。
And we have lots of questions concerning God's word.
我们也一样，我们对于神的话呢，对于神自己呢，也有很多的问题。
But the important questions that are answered are very crystal clear.
但是有一个最重要的问题呢，已经完全清晰地被回答了。
There are certain things that we will learn and have the capability of learning while we're alive here in our body.
有一些的事呢，我们是会知道，或者说有能力知道关乎我们今生的地上的这些事。
And there's other questions that will be answered when we go onto the other side of death.
那但是呢，很多其他的问题是要到我们跨过这个。生死之门到了天堂之后我们自然就明白了啊，就是今生的事情神要显明给我们的已经显明了，但是若你还有很多不懂，其实到那一天就明白了。
I've known people that they just ask questions and questions and questions and questions and questions and questions. They don't want to come to the point. Okay, the point is you're a sinner, you've broken God's laws.Okay, God's bringing that to your attention. All the other questions are not so important. Those can be dealt with later on. But the important question is, you have broken God's laws, and God says the punishment for sin is death, eternal death.
所以很多人呢，他碰到很多在跟他对别人讲福音的时候，别人会有很多很多的问题，一直的问题，一直的问题，一直的问题。但是呢。这些问问题的时候呢，他会避免一个点，就是最重要的那个点，就是我们是个罪人，我们这个罪呢会有一个特别糟糕的后果，就是死啊，而且神在一开始就把这事讲得非常清楚了，然后呢神就告诉我们的其他的事呢都没有那么重要，你早早晚晚会能明白，终有一天你全都会能明白，但是你要先解决这罪的问题，因为这个东西会让你死的，而且是永恒的死。
So nothing was going to hold Jesus back.
所以没有什么会让耶稣停下，不去往前走，不去做神的事。
He made his decision to. It was time to go.
所以他也决定了啊，现在时候到了，他可以去了。
So how did he make his decision?
那他怎么做这个决定的呢？
He stayed 2 days, so it wasn't based on emotion.
所以他再待两天啊，不是出于他的情感啊。
Sometimes you and I make decisions based on emotions.
有的时候我们做一些这样的决定，是因为我们情绪的原因。
But it says that he waited 2 days, but emotions would have said go right away.
所以他在这里又等了两天，其实不是出于情绪，因为如果他是出于情绪，他可能会说那我立刻就去。
Emotions aren't always a trustworthy standard to make our decisions by.
所以我们做决定的时候不能依靠情绪啊。
Whenever I go to buy a car, I always take my friend a mechanic with me.
所以我去买车的时候，我总是要带我一个特别懂车的技工朋友、技师朋友去哈。
And I tell him his job is to always discourage me from buying the car.
所以我就告诉他，他的工作就是总是让我不要那么兴奋的去看上一辆车。
Because sometimes the emotions get involved.
因为有的时候你的决定里啊，你的情绪会占上风。
Oh, look at all the fancy things my car can do.
哦，看看这些这个特别时髦的事情啊，我的车可以有这些时髦的装备。
DVD player.
有一个放 DVD 的这个机器。
Satellite radio.
就是说有卫星的电话啊。
Sunroof.
有这个有天窗哈。
Oh, look, it's a Ferrari.
一个法拉利啊。
And sometimes we go, oh, I love this car. And my friend's job is to say, but look, it doesn't have a motor.
然后我朋友的工作是什么呢？你先等会儿，这么高兴啊！你看这车没有马达的。
Now this is just a silly thing, but when it comes to real important things, we don't want to use our emotions and let them guide us.
所以呢，这个故事其实。这比喻是在告诉我们呢，当碰到最重要的事情的决定的时候，你总是不能让你的情绪、情感左右你。
Some of us have daughters.
我们有的人呢，我们是有儿女哈。
And sometimes in our daughters' lives, there are evil young men.
然后有的时候在他们的生命里啊，他会变得有点邪恶啊。
And the evil young men said.If you love me, you'll sleep with me, even though you're not my wife.
我理解错了，就是，那我们也会有一些家庭有女儿啊，就是你的女儿呢，有的时候会碰到的一些很邪恶的男孩子，那男孩子会跟他说呢，哎呀，你只要爱我呢，你就跟我一起睡觉啊，不一定我们要结婚的。
And sometimes the emotion of the situation, they make wrong decisions.
但是呢，如果这个时候呢，他是靠着情绪。情感去做决定的，他这个决定往往是错的。
And we see here that emotion didn't control Jesus.
所以你会看见这里呢，情绪并没有左右耶稣的决定。
It also wasn't made because of his circumstance.
那也不是因为他的环境来带着他做决定。
They said, "Don't go. They're trying to kill you."
因为环境告诉他呢，不要去，去了会被杀的。
Because that's what That's the reality of what they saw.
因为这是事实嘛，就是在耶路撒冷的官长都是要杀耶稣的。
They saw that it was dangerous.
因为他们说这是很危险的。
They want to throw rocks at you.
因为他过去呢，他们想要用石头把他打死吧，耶稣。
And I don't like getting hit by rocks.
我可不希望，我不喜欢没用石头打我。
And sometimes the circumstances.Help us to decide our decisions, but we shouldn't let circumstances decide our decisions.
所以有的时候呢，环境啊会有这个效果哈，但是我们要注意自己，不要把自己交给环境的影响。
A long time ago, I used to have a really good job.
很长时间以前呢，我有一个很好的工作。
I used to be a pharmacist.
我以前是做药剂师的。
I graduated fairly close to the top of the class.
那我毕业的时候呢，其实我是班里还挺靠前优秀的学生啊。
And pharmacists in those days used to make lots of money.
在那个时代呢，药剂师赚好多钱的。
And then one day God said to me, "You leave pharmacy and you go to Mexico."
终于等到有一天呢，神跟我说，你要放下这药剂师的工作，你要去墨西哥。
And nobody's going to pay you a wage anymore.
然后这个工作里呢，可没有人再像原来药剂师那样付你钱了。
I just want you to trust in me.
我只是要你呢信靠我。
So what do you do?
你会做什么决定呢？
You need to obey.
你需要顺服神。
Even if it doesn't sound very comfortable.
即使呢，这个听起来好像不是很让人舒服的一个决定。
My first house was a one-room house.
我第一幢房子是只有一间房的。
It wasn't even a house.
几乎也不是一个房子。
It was about the same size as sometimes we have a little shed in our backyards that we can hang our rakes in.
就像一个我们
and a lawnmower.
对，车就是在后院的一个小棚啊，就放一些工具的那个小棚这种形式的。
It wasn't much of a house.
对，其实不能把它称作为一个房子。
But it kept me dry.
但至少呢，它能让我不被淋湿嘛。
There was no electricity.
那里没有电。
There was no running water.
也没有水。
I had a propane lamp to give me light at night time.
然后我有一个小小的那个油灯啊，就是油灯嘛，就是要转一转，然后它就亮一点，晚上就靠这个取光。
And I had a barrel with the truck driver would come and fill my barrel with water.
然后呢，他有一个桶啊。然后那个卡车司机来会给这个桶灌水啊，他就这是他水的来源哈。
A little bit different than my house in Canada.
一点点哈，跟他在加拿大的房子是有一些不同的，只是他在墨西哥的居住环境，刚刚去的时候。
And then I got married.
然后呢，他结婚了。
And we moved to a three-room house.
然后呢，我们就进了一个，就搬去了一个三个房间的房子。
And the bathroom was an outhouse in the backyard.
然后呢，这个洗手间呢还得走出去啊，不是在房间里面，还得走出去，是在后面。
That was very stinky in the summertime.
然后呢，味道很重啊，在夏天的时候啊。
With lots of cockroaches.
很多的这个很脏的蛆啊。
Very different from Vancouver.
和温哥华的这个环境还是有很大不同的。
It would be 40 degrees outside.
外面是40度，很热很热，墨西哥嘛。
And no air conditioning.
那没有空调的。
I had a fan.
我有一个风扇。
That was all. And circumstances would say, why would you go to Mexico?
然后环境会问你了，你跑去墨西哥干啥呢？
My mother and father, when they came, my mother always brought the work postings for pharmacists.
所以当他爸爸妈妈去墨西哥看他的时候，他妈总会带什么呢？带那个招药剂师的广告带去。
And they would say, look, there's a job here for $40 and $45 an hour.
然后他妈会说，你看一看，这里又有一个工作。小时薪有40-45加币一小时啊，赶紧，这个好工作啊。
Why are you living like this?
那你为什么要过这种日子呢？
But we don't make decisions based on our circumstance either.
但我们总不是通过我们的环境来做决定。
And we don't let our friends determine our decision either.
我们也不是让我们的朋友来决定我们的决定啊。
Sometimes there is peer pressure.
有的时候你会有个 peer pressure， 就是你同辈的压力啊，同龄人给你的压力。
Everybody else is doing it，
因为其他的人都在做另外的事情。
They have these idiot commercials on the television now。
然后现在他们都在这个电视里有各种各样搞笑的广告哈。
Where the son is telling the father it's okay if you smoke marijuana at the party， I will come and pick you up。
然后比方说这种广告说呢，你去吸大麻没事的，然后吸完以后我用车去接你。
And what they're trying to say is everybody smokes marijuana, you should smoke marijuana.
所以他们想说的就是每人都吸的，你也应该吸。
Everybody doesn't smoke marijuana.
其实不是每个人都吸大麻。
But they want to put pressure so they sell more marijuana.
所以，但是他这样的一个广告，其实就想给你一些压力，就是想卖更多的大麻出去。
And then the government gets more money from the taxes.
然后政府就能够征到更多的税。
But they're not very smart.
但这个真的不聪明。
And that's not the way we make our decisions.
这也不是我们要去做决定的依据，就是看同辈人在做什么。
When Jesus made his decision, it was for the glory of God.
当耶稣做他的决定的时候，他是为了神的荣耀的。
That's what he said. This is sickness is for the glory of God.
这就是他在这里说的，这个病啊是为了神的荣耀。
And he waited for God's perfect timing to go.
然后他也等到了神最完美的时间，他才动身去。
And when he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
当他到了那里的时候，拉撒路呢，其实已经死了四天了。
But he waited until it was God's perfect timing.
对，而且他等呢，也等了神最好的时间，这四天是最好的时间。
And so when God asks us to do things, we need to do them.
所以当神告诉我们要去做一些事的时候，我们要去做的。
So one day, one of the disciples was in Samaria preaching.
有一天呢，有一个门徒是在撒玛利亚做讲道。
And God took him away and whisked him away and put him in the desert, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch there.
那在那一天呢，当他在撒玛利亚讲道的时候呢，他突然被神提走了，提到旷野去了。在旷野呢，他就看见有辆车来了，车上有个埃塞俄比亚的太监。
And so the disciple ran to the Ethiopian eunuch.
然后这个门徒就跑向那辆车。
And the Ethiopian eunuch was reading in the prophet of Isaiah.
在他在接近车的时候，就听到这个埃塞俄比亚太监就在车里读朗读以赛亚书。
And when he arrived, he was reading a certain passage.
然后当他来接近的时候呢，他正好就读到以赛亚书的某一章。
And then the question was, is he talking about himself or is he talking about another?
然后这一段呢？这个太监刚好不懂，他不知道在说是在说以赛亚自己呢，还是在说另外一个人这段描述。
Now what would have happened if he arrived 2 minutes later?
那假设呢，这个门徒呢，这个神的门徒，他晚到了两分钟呢
？He would be in a different passage.
他就跳过这段了，他读完了嘛，他读下一段了嘛。
But he got there at just the perfect.
所以呢，他到那个，他一接近车呢，他正好在读那一段，这个是完完全全吻合的。
And so Jesus was doing it in the perfect time of God.
所以神也是在做，耶稣也是在做神完美的时间表里那些事情。
And so when Jesus says, "Do something, Josh."
所以当耶稣说呢 ，Josh， 你做一点什么事情。
We don't say, "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow."
你不能伸个懒腰说，哎呀，我明天再做吧。
If he wanted it done tomorrow, he would have told us tomorrow.
如果他真的想让你明天做呢，他明天才会告诉你的。
And when he tells us to do something, he wants us to do it.
如果他告诉你要做一些事呢，你总是现在就去做。
And so Jesus didn't hear his father say, "Go now."
所以，耶稣在这里并没有听见他说，他父亲说，现在就去。
But 2 days later, his father said, "Go now," and he went.
所以两天之后呢，天父说现在可以去了，他就去了。
And he arrived at the perfect time.
所以他到的时候就是最完美的时候。
And so when you and I make decisions,
就当你我做决定的时候呢
，we want to obey God.
我们总是要顺服神。
And do things for His glory.
啊，为了他的荣耀来做安排。
And we would also notice that people were helped by what He did.
我们也会注意到呢。你这么做呢，你就会能帮到他身边的人。
To do things that don't help isn't good.
所以你做一些没有帮助别人意义的事情，这个事情没有用的。
Because if they don't help, what do they do?
因为他们所做的，若不是你不是跟着神呢，这个事情就帮不到别人。
If they don't help, they hurt.
相反呢，可能会受伤哈。
If they don't build up, they destroy.
因为你不是建造呢，其实就是在毁坏。
And so Jesus looked and said, "Well, I'm going to glorify God."
所以耶稣在这里说，我要荣耀神。
I'm going to obey.
我就是要顺服神。
And I'm going to build up.
我要建造。
I'm not going to listen to the people around me.
我不想听我身边的人怎么说。
I'm not going to look at the circumstances.
我也不想看环境怎么说。
I'm not going to listen to my emotions.
我也不想看我的情绪怎么说。
But I'm going to do God's will.
我总是要顺服神的旨意。
And that's how you and I should make decisions.
这也是你我做决定应该有的方式。
And with that, it's lunchtime, and I have to go to the hospital.
好，我们就停在这里啊，因为他下午一点还要带孩子去看医生。
Are there any
questions? Yeah, maybe we. Do you want to pray for us?
Okay.
我们做一个结束的祷告啊。
Father, we've considered part of this story about Jesus and Lazarus.
主啊，今天我们学习了耶稣和拉撒路这个故事的一部分。
And there is encouragement there for us.
有如此好的鼓励给我们。
That even in our sickness, you love us.
即便在我们的病中，您爱我们。
There is the encouragement that you love us even when loved ones are sick and you don't seem to be answering.
即使我们所爱的人在病中您没有立刻响应我们的祷告，我们也知道您爱我们。
And we thank you for your great love.
我们为您的爱，伟大的爱献上感恩。
We also thought about decisions that we need to make.
我们也学到了关乎我们当如何做决定的方式。
And how we would make our decisions.
也带领我们如何做决定。
And the most important decision we'll ever make.
那我们一生中做的最重要的决定就是
is the decision to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior or not.
就是接受耶稣基督成为我个人的救主。
And we pray we wouldn't be like so many in India.
主啊，我们盼望就像有很多在印度的。
And we pray that we would receive Jesus as Savior.
我们能够接受基督成为我们的救主。
And Father,Many of us have loved ones who don't know Jesus as Savior.
我们中间有很多人有自己的亲人还没有得救。
And we cry out for them.
我们也为他们向您祈求。
That some way, somehow, you would save them.
无论什么时间、什么方式，求您拯救他们。
From a lost eternity.
从那永恒的失丧中救出来。
And we would give you all the thanks.
我们就把一切的感恩献给你
and all the glory and honor.
一切的荣耀献给你
and we just thank you for this time in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们为你谢谢您带领我们的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.